And now on Thornbury Radio,
Journeyman Theatre Productions presents Bite Size Theatre with Cinderella After, written by Tony DeMail. It seems Cinderella's happy ever after was not what we thought.
Good morning. Welcome to the Bank of Aldoria. How can I help you today?
Good morning. I'd like to talk to you about taking out a business loan.
I see. Please take a seat. I'll just need to take a few particulars before we look at your plans. May I take your name?
Cinderella.
Princess Cinderella! My abject apologies. I didn't recognise you, Your Highness.
Oh, that's okay. People are used to seeing me in some pretty spectacular dresses and a crown. I didn't dress up today. Mind you should see the kind of thing I used to wear before I met the prince. Please, there's no need to stand for me.
Thank you, Your Highness.
Oh, just call me Cinders.
Thank you, Cinders.
Now, about this business loan.
Forgive me, Your Cinders. You're married to the prince and he's one of the richest men in the world. So may I respectfully ask why you're looking for a loan?
When you say I'm married...
Oh my, you don't mean...
I'm afraid so. Can I rely on your discretion, Mr. Anderson?
Of course.
The truth is, the prince and I are splitting up. If I'm honest, we should never have married. I mean, he's lovely, but it really was a whirlwind romance and we just rushed into things. When you think about it, we had one dance and a shoe fitting before he popped the question. So, if I'm honest, I was that pleased to be getting the opportunity to leave my old life, I never really thought it through.
Your marriage is over.
I'm afraid so. Still, we're both philosophical about it and it's all very amicable.
The country will be sad.
We can't stay together for the sake of the children.
You and the prince have children.
Oh, no. But we can't stay together for the sake of other people. We really don't have a great deal in common.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, please don't be. We just found that every day was pretty much the same. We'd have breakfast, he'd ask me what I was going to be up to, and I'd say a bit of clothes shopping, having my hair done, that sort of thing. And he'd say he was going to do a spot of hunting and we'd catch up at a state dinner later. It just wasn't a very fulfilling existence.
Right.
Anyway, we're still sorting through the separation arrangements, so I'd be grateful if you would keep it under your hat.
Of course, you have my word.
Thank you. The paparazzi can be a complete nightmare. They camp outside the castle looking for pictures of us to sell to the newspapers. Goodness knows what they'll be like when they hear we're getting a divorce.
Parasites.
Oh, they are. Thank goodness they have to spend all that time drawing or painting pictures of us. Imagine what it would be like if they could create pictures instantly.
Yes, imagine.
So, about this business loan.
Your Majesty, Cinderella, I hope this is not an impertinent question, but are you sure you need a loan? Won't you have a significant financial settlement with your divorce?
Oh, I know the law is with me, but I can't take his money. We've only been married 5 minutes and he spent an absolute fortune finding me after that ball. Can you imagine the cost of visiting every home in the land to see who the slipper fits? Ruinous. Well, it would be if he wasn't so rich. I can't go taking money off the prince when I haven't really contributed anything.
I see.
No, I want to be independent. I spent the first 25 years of my life being a slave and being told what to do, and now I've had 6 months of marriage where everything was done for me. I want to live a life where I'm my own boss and make my own choices.
Very laudable, if I may say so. Perhaps we should take a look at your business idea.
Oh, great. Now, what do you think of this? A glass slipper shop.
You want to sell glass slippers?
There's a massive gap in the market. No one is selling them.
Yes, there may be a reason for that.
Oh, why?
Well, some might say they're not very practical.
Ah, now lots of things aren't practical, but we still buy them.
Your Majesty.
Cinders.
Cinders, can you imagine comfortably going about your daily business in glass slippers? They really are the thing of fairy tale events, and think of the potential injuries if they shatter. A&E could be overrun.
I hadn't thought of that.
I'm afraid the bank would not be willing to lend for such a business.
Oh, well, never mind. I have other business ideas.
You do?
A foot measuring device.
Would you care to expand?
What if there was a foot measuring device, so you knew your shoe size? Think of the time we could save, endlessly trying on shoes to see if they fit. I bet the prince wishes he could have just sent out a declaration asking anyone who was a size 4.5 to come forward, rather than doing a national road trip to find me.
Such a device would be an advantage.
So, you'll lend me the money to make and sell one.
Do you have the patent?
The what?
Do you have your idea for the device registered as your invention so that no one could copy it?
No.
Look, let me tell you where I am. I like the idea, but it's not a business. It's too easy for someone else to copy and put a measuring device in every shoe shop in the land. I'm afraid the bank won't be investing.
Oh.
Do you have any business ideas that perhaps don't involve feet?
Oh dear. No, I don't.
That's a shame.
I so had my heart set on starting my own business and being my own person.
If it's any help, it's the really original ideas that are the most successful. Recently, we lent a chap the money to buy a new flute and his rat control business has really taken off. We've just lent 7 chaps enough to expand their mining business and my personal favourite, we invested in a private prison for up to 40 thieves.
Gosh, I wish I'd had such entrepreneurial vision. Oh, how about a pumpkin shop?
Too seasonal.
Wristwatches? If I'd had one at the ball, there wouldn't have been any of that midnight coming as a surprise drama.
I don't think so.
Oh, what about self-help classes for people with only one shoe?
We're back to feet again.
Oh, you're right. I really must move on.
May I make a suggestion?
Please.
Have you thought of going into the beauty business? If I may make so bold, you're an exceptionally beautiful young woman and could commercially exploit that advantage. Makeup, hairstyling, nails. I can picture it now, a whole campaign using your ugly sisters in before and after pictures.
Oh, goodness, no, I couldn't do that. No matter how horrible they were to me when I was a scullery maid, I couldn't be part of any body shaming.
I see. Well, much as I and the bank would love to be able to help you, it doesn't seem you have a business. I'm sorry.
It's my own fault for being delusional enough to think I had the skills. No. Wait, I do have the skills. There can't be anyone in the land who has spent more time cleaning and scrubbing, sweeping and washing. Surely there's no one who knows more than me about cleaning out a fireplace and dealing with all the cinders and dirt.
You're not suggesting.
I am.
But you're a princess.
Soon to be former princess. But I'm also a former expert cleaner. That's the business I need to be in. I'll start a cleaning company. Where there's muck, there's money.
You'd certainly never be short of potential customers.
That's it. Will the bank lend me the money to buy mops and buckets and dusters and brooms?
We'd be delighted. Here are the application forms.
Oh, wait until I tell my love about this.
The prince?
No, not him. Buttons.
Buttons?
Yes. When I realised the prince really wasn't for me, I also realised that the man I need to spend the rest of my life with had been there all the time. Oh, I love Buttons and we'll start a business and a new life together.
Congratulations.
Oh, I can't wait to tell him. Where do I sign for the loan?
Just here. What name should I put down for the business?
How about C&B Cleaning Company?
Right.
If you don't mind me saying, this office is looking a little dusty. Do you have a cleaner?
You've been listening to Cinderella After, featuring Ian Corns and Helen Walker Corns, with thanks to freesfx.co.uk for sound effects and music. You can follow Journeyman Theatre Productions on Facebook and Instagram, and we'll be back with more next Tuesday on Thornbury Radio.